Jekka News, you need to know now.
Johannesburg today up to 20 degrees, Pretoria 21, and Mahikeng a Saturday with a high of 22. We start in Mpumalanga, where a manhunt is underway for the suspect who shot and killed an on-duty officer in Pinar.
Preliminary investigating suggested that the man was stopped at a certain tuck shop when three suspects armed with firearms wearing paraclava approached and shot him. The vehicle lost control and hit the wall in a tree.
Mpumalanga police spokesperson Jabun Dubani says this happened at about 9 o'clock last night. The 34-year-old constable Donald Matibula was serving under the Pinar Visible Policing Unit. In Pretoria, an urgent call on President Cyril Ramaphosa to sign the necessary legislation and ensure artists are paid for their work.
I pray that the day comes, and comes soon, when the President finally signs the Copyright Amendment Bill into law, so that the work of artists like Presley doesn't just live in our memories or on our screens, but also supports the families that they leave behind.
Award-winning writer and producer Bonga Percy Vilakazi addressed mourners during this morning's funeral for actor Presley Chweneyagae. Meanwhile, the president is in Limpopo, where he has delivered the eulogy at the funeral for anti-apartheid activist Dr. Chinuwani Farisani.
When he saw corruption being perpetrated by those entrusted with public funds, he was vocal and scathing in his criticism. When the VBS looting happened, he spoke out to a point where a number of people started to hate him, but it never moved him.
Looking ahead, we can settle in for a busy sport afternoon at Roland Garros. It will be the clash of the world's top two in the women's final of the French Open, Arina Sabalenka against Coco Gauff. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic hinted that his days of playing on clay could be over after he lost his semi-final yesterday against Jannik Sinner.
I mean, this could have been the last match ever I played here, so I don't know. That's why it was a bit more emotional in the end.
And then the rugby. At 4:15 this afternoon, Leinster takes on the Glasgow Warriors in the first URC semi-final. After that, all eyes on Loftus-Versfeld in Pretoria for the second semi-final. That's between the Bulls and the Sharks. And when the whistle blows and we head to bed tonight, the massive cold front will start sweeping into the inland provinces.
Strong damaging surface winds over a large part of the interior from Sunday onwards, and that will also lead to an elevated risk of wildfires, especially over the eastern interior of the country. Bitterly cold daytime conditions can be expected over many provinces from Sunday onwards.
Weather Services forecaster Kevin Ray says this will signal the beginning of that cold front as we head into next week. More about that on our news blog. I'm Khadija De Souza. That's it from the newsroom for today. Our next bulletin is at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Yes, I'm moving on. I got a one-room shack.
Music. You love.
One more time.
Like this. Number 20.